Nobody knows how I came out like a rose. I ran off with what's his name. When I turned 18, it got me out of North Dakota, but it did not change a thing. Came out like a rose. Sitting in this diner with a coffee in my hand, waiting on a bus to some promised land. Well, I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes. I came out. I'm headed south anywhere that ain't so damn cold, where I can warm my heart and shake the chill from my bones. It took a while to get here. Yeah, it's been a long, hard road. I came out. The coffee in my hand, waiting on a bus to some promised land. Well, I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes. I came out like a rose. Well, it took a while to get here.
Don't cheer you up. I don't know what will. All right, I'm going to do another one off Like a Rose that I actually co-wrote with Karen Fairchild from Little Big Town. And I was, this was probably 4 years ago, but I was asleep in bed and this melody woke me up, and it was so real and it was so loud. And the words were in my head too. So I wrote down as much as I could, went back to sleep and woke up, and Karen Fairchild came over the next day to write, and I said, you know what, this has just been haunting me. So she wrote it with me, and it kept on haunting me, and Little Big Town sang it with me on my record, and here it is. It's called You Got Me.
Until the craving for you wakes me up, I reach out to grab you, gotta have you, yeah, until I've had enough. But you got me now, yeah, yeah. You got me. Until the day I die. things want me. You run straight for me.
Then when it came time to make this record, Like a Rose, Vince Gill produced this record, and I gave him a ton of my songs to kind of pick from, you know, his favorites. And when it came time to do this record, he got a copy of this song, and he said, I'm not going to produce this record unless you cut it. And it's called Give Me Weed Instead of Roses. And I kind of laughed when he said that, because I thought, there's no way, you know, Vince Gill's wholesome, and he's married to Amy Grant, and there's no way that he would let me say these things. And he said, no, I'm dead serious. If you don't cut this song, I'm not producing the record. He said, people need to laugh, and it'll be good. And so I cut it, and it does make me laugh every time I sing it. But my poppy, my grandfather, the first time he listened to it, he didn't have his hearing aid in, so he thought it said, give me weeds instead of roses. So if you want to pretend it says that, you can too. But he kept saying, Ash, that's so true. The weeds are just as important as the rose. I was like, yes, yes, it is. But then he put his hearing aid in later, but it's all right. He still loves me. Okay, thank you all again so much for coming and listening. I really appreciate it. And here's the last one. And this is John Shaw, and he does so wonderfully. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Give me whiskey instead of wine.
Let's send the kids to grandma, call in sick to work, put on some heavy metal, get the phone off of the hook. Go call your no good brother, we both know what he's been growing. I'll be waiting with the whipped cream, and baby, let's get going. Give me lead instead of roses, give me whiskey instead of wine. Oh, every puff, every shot, you're looking better all the time. I don't need a card from Hallmark, box of candy, heaven knows. Give me weed instead of roses, and let's see where it goes. You pull out the Polaroid, and I'll strike a couple poses. Let's get a little wild, bring me weed instead of roses.
Hey. Thank you all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I got.